WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
And we begin this morning with First Weather and meteorologist Dan Zarrow. Some rain before the weekend.
That's right, but just one little shot of rain that's coming this evening, and then things are looking pretty good for the upcoming Columbus Day weekend, and things are looking good today as well. We are starting the day with patchy fog. Visibility down to a quarter to a half mile in a few spots. It's very patchy, so you may drive into it and then drive out of it again. Otherwise, we should get some good sunshine this morning before increasing clouds and increasing humidity take over this afternoon. High temperatures today, upper 70s to lower 80s, still very much on the warm side. It is still early October. Scattered showers and thunderstorms expected to pass across the state this evening. Just a little bit of rain. I think it's going to be kind of hit or miss, so you might end up staying dry. There will be some rumbles of thunder. Then a brisk northerly wind kicks up. Lows fall to around 60. That's going to lead to a cooler day tomorrow. Mostly cloudy and dry. Still a bit breezy. Highs only upper 60s to around 70. The weekend looks dry. Will warm up. Lower 70s Saturday. Lower 80s on Sunday. Right now, Salem 64. Denville 53. And Keyport 57.
Time on New Jersey's First News 502. An update this morning on a story we've been following for you. A police chief is fighting to keep his job after being caught on tape saying he'd like to kill the council president but can't. That lawman has been suspended but claims it was all just a joke. Not many are laughing, and Patrick Lavery joins us live with the latest this morning. Patrick?
Eric, among those laughing least of all, Carol McMorrow, the target of Michael Chaffee's recorded rage. She has resigned as Englewood Cliffs council president, claiming her fellow council members did not have her back.
I don't believe there's any reason that anybody should ever make a threat to anyone.
Mayor Mario Kranjak has scheduled a meeting for today on the issue. Until then, Chaffee's suspension is indefinite. He has also filed legal action against the municipality. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. Step outside. Temperatures are greeting you in the 50s this morning. We'll have some sunshine around this morning for your early morning commute. Then increasing clouds and humidity this afternoon. High temperatures are going to be in the upper 70s to the lower 80s. And then some showers and thunderstorms scattered around tonight. And then it should dry out but turn cooler as we push into the weekend. We'll have more on that part of the forecast coming up with Dan in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News, there is a measles warning this morning and the latest on the confirmation process of Brett Kavanaugh. Those stories in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:06, Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. 50s and 60s is where we begin this morning on our way into the upper 70s and lower 80s. You'll see sunshine around this morning, but clouds and humidity will build this afternoon, and that could lead to some showers and thunderstorms for this evening. But probably going to like the nice fall weather we have on tap for the weekend. Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. There is a measles warning in New Jersey this morning. A traveler who arrived from Israel on Friday has been confirmed to have measles, and health officials say he is contagious. Anybody in Terminal B at Newark Airport Friday morning could have been exposed. Those without measles vaccine, particularly vulnerable, symptoms could develop any time between now and October 19th. As the full U.S. Senate prepares to weigh in on Judge Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the nation's highest court with an initial vote tomorrow, in setting the voting process in motion, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is likely to call for a final vote over the weekend, giving senators about a day to review a new FBI report.
Members will have the opportunity to review investigators' records, and as is the standard procedure designated, judiciary staff members with the required clearances will be authorized to brief members.
Allegations of sexual misconduct when Kavanaugh was in high school and college have rocked Trump's effort to put the conservative appeals court judge on the high court. Police are hoping you can help identify a woman who cannot remember who she is. She was found on Livingston Street in Norwood, Bergen County Tuesday, suffering from amnesia. She hasn't been able to tell police much, including her name or where she lives. We've got the photo posted this morning at nj1015.com. In the wake of recommendations released this summer by a state Supreme Court committee, a New Jersey lawmaker has introduced the first of many bills aimed at keeping the municipal justice system more focused on justice and not on generating revenue.
State Senator Declan O'Scanlan says one of his new measures would increase the term of municipal court judges from 3 to 5 years. So if any towns evaluate their judges based on how many fines they hand out, at least they have more time to rule the way they'd like.
That won't solve the problem, but it helps.
A Another measure would allow defendants to earn credits towards any fines if they complete court orders such as counseling or drug rehab.
We would, by doing this, incentivize people to turn their lives around, which should be the goal.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Brandon Williams has a tattoo that reads, "Money on my mind." Appropriate, then, perhaps, that he is wanted for robbing two women in Cherry Hill. Police say the robberies occurred within 40 minutes of each other on Tuesday. Williams, they say, approached both victims with a knife, demanding cash. If you see him, call police. Do not approach. Williams is considered armed and dangerous. The State Board of Education has given its initial endorsement to a plan to scale back the number of standardized tests that have to be taken by our high school kids, although the scale back is not as broad as Governor Murphy had sought.
Current rules for high school students require them to take 3 English and 3 math assessments. The Department of Education had proposed cutting that to 1 each. Instead, the new plan reduces it to 2 in each subject, plus a high school science exam required by federal law. Board of Education President Arcelio Aponte says the plan is the best path forward for the state.
Ultimately, this is going to work well for the districts, work well for students, work well for parents.
The 11th grade language arts exam is being eliminated. The Algebra 1 and 2 and geometry exams will remain, so there are 2 exams available for students who take Algebra 1 in 8th grade. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A survey of New Jersey CPAs is finding strong support for 3 tax recommendations made by State Senate President Steve Sweeney's Economic and Fiscal Policy Work Group.
New Jersey Society of CPAs President Ralph Albert Thomas says many members support ideas they help to develop, especially tax incentives for small businesses.
If these small businesses hire one additional person, just think about the impact that can have on the New Jersey economy.
The Sweeney Group also recommended property tax relief programs that are spread more equitably.
They address some of the issues that businesses and individuals are concerned about.
Thomas says CPAs hear from small businesses all the time, so they have a unique perspective. Joe Cutter, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:10. Morris County School of Technology teacher Jennifer Scomiel is New Jersey's Teacher of the Year. Over the next year, she's going to work with the State Department of Education, giving presentations around the state about the program that she leads. Students learn about being a teacher, in part by operating an on-site preschool.
I'm really excited about networking with local colleges and other school districts to see what do we need to better prepare our young people for this job, and what is it that we need to consider when they're going out into the field and becoming educators themselves.
Scomiel will be on sabbatical from her teaching position from January to June. Her salary will be paid for the Educational Testing Service, and the New Jersey Education Association gives her a car and an easy pass for her travel in the year ahead. Former Canadian Foreign Minister Peter McKay says his country has survived the 14 roller coaster months of a very unpredictable president. After reaching a free trade deal with the Trump administration, under the deal, Canada provides more access to its dairy sector and is possibly prevented from reaching a free trade deal with China. Canada also was not able to remove steel and aluminum tariffs. Canadians are still relieved. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:12. Dan says we have a nice morning, maybe a rainy night, and then we should have nice weather heading into the weekend. All of the details with an extended look and then a recap of our top stories coming up next.
All Jersey, all the time.
Pleasure to talk to you guys. I listen to you every day on the way to work.
New Jersey 101.5.
5:14 on New Jersey's First News as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero, to talk. Dan, I know we got some rain today, but folks are already thinking about the weekend.
Absolutely, and I think there's going to be something for everybody in the forecast here, even though we're going to cool down a little bit. I think the weekend is going to feature some good sunshine. It's going to feature some dry weather and warming temperatures just because we're cooling down. I think 80s are going to be back again. 80s are a good possibility today. We do have some patchy fog out there this morning, and then sun takes over for the morning hours before increasing clouds and humidity arrived this afternoon. I think we're going to stay dry and fairly pleasant today. Highs upper 70s to lower 80s. It's this evening when our cold front rolls in with scattered showers and thunderstorms expected to sweep across the state. This, first of all, the storms are not going to be as strong as Tuesday night where we had the severe weather and the possible tornadoes, etc., etc. There could be rumbles of thunder. There could be pockets of heavy rain, but it really looks to be hit or miss, so not everybody even gets wet here tonight. A brisk northerly wind will kick up behind that rain, gusting to 25 miles an hour, and here comes the cooler air. Overnight lows fall to around 60, and then tomorrow a lot of New Jersey will get stuck in the 60s all day, maybe 70 degrees for a high. It'll be mostly cloudy but dry, still a bit breezy through at least tomorrow morning. Then we move into the weekend. Saturday, still on the cool side, lower 70s, but I'm calling for mostly sunny skies. That'll make it a nice October day. Warming up again on Sunday with partial sunshine, lower 80s, and Columbus Day Monday is looking pretty good too. Again, near that 80-degree mark, maybe an isolated shower, but nothing more than that. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, there is a measles warning for the Garden State. An infected traveler arrived at Newark Airport's Terminal B on Friday. New Jersey lawmakers are continuing court reforms that would make local judges more accountable to justice than making money for their town. In sports, second straight year, Yankees win the AL wild card. Homers by Judge and Stanton electrified a packed Yankee stadium. And now it's on to Boston as the Yanks take on the MLB best Red Sox starting Friday night. Your bus stop forecast at New Jersey Fast Traffic next.
Dominski and Doyle.
Didn't you tell your daughter you had to get a doctor's note to drink chocolate milk?
Yes. Yes, she kept bothering me about chocolate milk. I didn't want her to get used to that sweet.
As I often say, that's going to be told to a therapist in 30 years.
Weekday afternoons 2 till 7 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com.
New Jersey First News Time is 5:19. I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow with your bus stop forecast for this Thursday morning. Pretty good start. It's cool. It's crisp. Temperatures in the 50s. Some patchy fog. We'll get sunshine this morning with increasing clouds this afternoon. Highs upper 70s to lower 80s. There'll be a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms, but that's not going to arrive until this evening, say 5 or 6 p.m. at the earliest. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, still 5:19.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23, it is on a Thursday morning. Great Garden State weekend is in sight. Kind of a sunny morning. Temperatures are starting out in the 50s and 60s, but then clouds will come in. We'll see a little humidity. Showers, thunderstorms scattered around tonight, but then we should dry out, but cool off a little bit as we head into a nice fall weekend. Authorities had to use a bulletproof vehicle to rescue seven police officers in South Carolina shot by a man as they tried to serve a warrant. Florence County Sheriff's Major Mike Nunn says three deputies were shot about 4 o'clock Wednesday afternoon from a man inside a home in an upscale Florence neighborhood. When speaking about domestic violence, we often hear about men as perpetrators of these crimes. But there are many more out there who are not bad actors, instead concerned about the problem. A statewide campaign launches this month to get more men involved in the movement to end domestic violence.
Triggered by the tragic death of his mother, who was murdered by an ex in 2006, Somerset resident Sion Bradley leads a foundation in his mother's name.
We try to mentor and educate the youth on what a healthy relationship looks like, what an unhealthy relationship looks like.
He's the first man of strength featured this month in a campaign from the New Jersey Coalition to End Domestic Violence. Executive Director Pamela Jacobs.
We are really looking forward to engaging more men and boys in our work to end domestic violence in New Jersey from here on out.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:24. New Jersey's Supreme Court has dismissed more than 500 lawsuits against the maker of an acne drug that caused some patients to develop a gastrointestinal disease. The court ruled Huffman LaRoche's warning labels for its Accutane treatment were adequate. Plaintiffs have contended the warning should have said Accutane causes rather than is associated with inflammatory bowel disease. Governor Murphy is pressing ahead with a Computer Science for All initiative for Jersey high school students.
The governor has announced $2 million in grant money will be given to high schools across the Garden State to set up computer science courses. He says expanding high-tech training opportunities and attracting more female and minority students to computer science
are how we ensure that our efforts today to reignite the innovation economy will resonate far into the future. This is how we create a New Jersey where innovative companies will want to come.
It begins in our terrific public schools, says the governor. We need to make sure they have every tool they need for future success. In Hamilton, David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
So far, so good for Atlantic City's two newest casinos as they mark their first 100 days of operation. The Hard Rock, former Taj Mahal, the Ocean Resort, former Revel. Their reopenings gave a boost to a market that had been hit by casino closings and job losses, both being closely watched to see if the Atlantic City market can handle the new supply of gambling and hotel rooms. A good sign, the two new casinos took less business away from existing competitors in August than they did in July. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 5:26. Fall-like weather is ahead after some rain tonight. Dan has the forecast coming up in 4 minutes on the half hour. Also the latest on the half hour on what could be a measles outbreak in New Jersey. And we'll update business news next.
Jersey Radio.
The whole crew gets me out the door with just a good frame of mind and the things I want to know.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 5:28 as we update business news this morning. Shares in Asia fell despite a strong day on Wall Street, spurred by encouraging signs the U.S. hiring and growth in service sector continues to be strong. Those reports sent small companies and banks higher in New York Wednesday, knocking bond prices into a tailspin. Both reports stronger than analysts expected. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner. Our news director is Annette Petriccioni. Content coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery. And Sergio Bichaus at the editor's desk.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.